everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another victory video designed to strengthen and encourage your life in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful success key from God's Word called Following the Promptings of the Holy Spirit. Before we do that, let me just say thank you to those of you who support one of our missionaries. You know, we're the home office for hundreds of missionaries all over the world. We help them with the administrative side of their calling, but they can't do what they do without people like you, their friends, who pray for them and financially support them. That's what makes their outreach possible. So thank you for supporting your missionary. Hey, by the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, you've hit the jackpot. You found the right place. Simply go to our website, click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there about what we do for missionaries, how we can help you go to the next level, how we can help you on the administrative side of your calling. All right. Let's turn our attention now to this powerful principle that I call following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You know, once you accept Christ, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, that the Holy Spirit comes in your heart and seals you unto the day of redemption. So the good news is, if you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit living in you. Now, you know, there were many years that after I accepted Christ, I really wasn't conscious of the Holy Spirit per se. I was aware of God, but it took some time before I began to realize that the Holy Spirit is the presence of God. And the Holy Spirit had come in me. Now, He was there. He was working with me to change me in my character. He was working with me to move me in the direction that God wanted me to go for my life, His plan. But I wasn't really aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit until some time later. Thank God I began to become conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit. But that's a powerful verse, Ephesians 1:13. It's your promise that guarantees that if you're a Christian, once you had faith in Christ at that very moment, whether you were aware of it or not, the Holy Spirit came in you and sealed you unto the day of redemption. Now, at this point, you've got a job, and that job is to develop a listening ear. You know, one of Jesus's favorite sayings was, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." Well, He wasn't talking about these flaps on the side of our head called our ears. He was talking about spiritual hearing. And so we need to become aware, discerning, sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is trying to communicate to us. Now, let me read a powerful passage from St. John about the Holy Spirit and His work in the life of every single believer. That's me and that's you if you're a Christian. It says in St. John chapter 16, and I'm going to read verses 13, 14, and 15. And I would encourage you later to mark these verses in your Bible. But Jesus says, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth." Now, I want you to be aware as I read these of what it says the Holy Spirit will do when He comes into someone's life. And as we said, Ephesians 1:13, if you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. It says He will guide you. So that's good news. He wants to lead you and guide you. He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. Now, here again, we see the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit. He will lead you, guide you. He will speak to you, and we'll be talking about that. And He will tell you things to come. That's fantastic. The Holy Spirit, of course, is God, the presence of God. The Holy Spirit knows what's coming down the road. And so He can lead you and guide you and make you aware and alert to the plan of God, the guidance of God. Before it ever comes, you can be tipped off by the Holy Spirit if you have that listening ear like Jesus said in many places. Verse 14, "He will glorify Me, for He will take what is Mine and declare it unto you." So do you see in these few verses, Jesus keeps saying the Holy Spirit will guide you. He will speak to you, declare it unto you. I mean, this is three verses, and He's already said it three times. And in verse 15, He says, "All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore, I said, He will take of Mine and declare it unto you." So there we go, four or five times in different ways Jesus is saying the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you. Now, let me try to illustrate this with, if I could just use my hands on this video, then you can get a kind of a mental picture of what's happening here. The Bible says that you're made of three parts. You're made of a physical, that's your shell, your container, if you will, that's your body. You also have a soulish realm, or what the Bible would call the mind, the soulish realm. The word soul, in many places in the Greek, is where we get our word psyche or psuche from, psychology. So that's the soulish realm. But there's also a spiritual dimension. In fact, you are a spirit. We are created like God, and it says God is a spirit. So primarily, you're a spirit being. Now, maybe you haven't thought of yourself like that, but you're a spirit being. You live in a container, and you have a psyche, or the way they say it in the Greek is psuche. It's the mental faculty part of your being. Now, watch this. When you accept Christ, your spirit, the spiritual part of you, was in darkness. You were still a spirit being. And, you know, many people without God, they get in touch with the occult and the different dark aspects of the spirit realm. But the Bible says that your spirit was in darkness, but when the Holy Spirit came in, and so here we have your human spirit, and here we have the Holy Spirit coming in, He imparts light and life and joins with your spirit. It says in 1 Corinthians 6:17, he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit. So at that point, there's hardly any distinction between your spirit and the Holy Spirit. They've joined. They've become one. That's your spirit man. Now, the Holy Spirit, as we said, knows all. And He wants to communicate, declare, show you what's coming down the line. And so the Holy Spirit will begin to communicate with your spirit. Your spirit is now alive. Remember, it was dead. Now it's alive unto God. It's almost like a heart is beating. It's alive unto God. The next step is to get it up into your thought life. And so that's where He begins to prompt you. The title of this message is Following the Promptings of the Holy Spirit. You could say it a lot of different ways. Following the leadings, the guidings, the information the Holy Spirit shows you. Some people call it that still small voice. The urgings of the Holy Spirit. Some people call it, I just had a knowing. I don't know how I knew. I just knew that I knew. You know, the world kind of has their way of trying to describe this stuff. And sometimes even before you come to Christ, people have an intuitive ability, intuition, what they would call intuition. And I believe that's your spirit. Even though your spirit was in darkness, it wasn't completely dead. It was dead unto God. But your spirit is attuned many times to things around you. But the wonderful news is the Holy Spirit knows all. So He begins to impart through knowledge, through promptings, urgings, desires that come into you that are of God. And your soulish realm, that is your mind, begins to become attuned to this. You have ears to hear. You begin to listen. And then you have to obey. You need to follow through. Now, I wish we had more time on this. In fact, let me just pause right here. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But we have an awesome, a number of tools on this particular subject. These are all free. All of our tools are free. So if you've not checked it out, you need to go to our website and go to the free Bible study section. And there is one of our printable study guides called Following the Promptings of the Holy Spirit. This is what I'm speaking from, actually. And you can print this out. Again, it's free. And so I would encourage you to go there, click on the free study guides. We have audios, study guides, videos, but find the study guide section and then print this out. And you can study it in greater depth. You can make notes. And those of you that teach the Word of God, just take it and run with it. I give you my permission to use whatever I have, which came from my studies, from other people, but also the Holy Spirit, and then you can take it further. So, we have our study guides available. Those are free. The other thing I want to alert you to is in the free Bible study section, there are audio studies, again free. You can listen if you have Wi-Fi connection. You can just stream it and listen right through your device, your telephone or your computer, or you can download these and save them and listen to them at another time. We have a lot of information on hearing the voice of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. Those are all there for you to benefit from. All right, quickly, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It talks a little bit about the dynamics we've been talking about. Remember, we're talking about the spirit man communicating to the soulish realm, and then with your physical body, you're to obey. You're to follow and do what God wants you to do. So there's spirit, soul, and body working together the way that God intended. So He says in chapter 2, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, as it is written, Eye hath not seen. Now think about this. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for those that love him. So God has prepared wonderful things for your life, but you're not going to get it with the physical eye or the physical ear. How's it going to come to you? It says, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. There it is. The Holy Spirit wants to prompt, lead, guide, direct your life, but you've got to become sensitive to that process we've been talking about. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of man that is in him? So he refers to the Spirit of man, your human spirit. Paul goes on to say, even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God is joining with your human spirit. He knows all. He knows all those things that God hath prepared for those that love Him. Not only regarding salvation. Paul's referring to the whole blessing of salvation that we have. But this same process carries on in your Christian walk as you begin to walk with Him and follow His plan for your life. He goes on to say, even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know. Get this, follow this. We have received the Spirit of God that we might know. There's the soulish realm, the mind, the mental faculties. That we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Isn't that wonderful? That simple process of spirit, soul, body. The Holy Spirit knows. He imparts it into your thinking. You become aware of it, and then it's your job to obey. You know, I want to tell a story where I just almost missed it. And I think we all have stories like this where the Holy Spirit was doing His part and our soulish realm was dull. And that's a whole other teaching. Did you know that your soul, your mind can be dulled by watching? You can spend time your whole life watching television and movies. Nothing wrong with good, clean movies, but if you do all that all the time, guess what? You might miss what God's trying to say to you. And so there's a realm where you've got to make yourself available. It's not just que sera, sera, whatever it will be. No, you can put yourself in a position. Get a hold of this. A position to hear God. How do you do that? Well, prayer is important. If we had time, we'd teach about prayer and how that positions you to begin to be sensitive to this process. Studying God's Word. Reading the Word. The Holy Spirit takes the Word and speaks to us. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's a whole nother arena where the Holy Spirit is trying to get through us through Word of knowledge, Word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, prophetic capacity. All those things are important. Fellowship with other good, positive, Spirit-filled believers. See, where the Holy Spirit can speak through others. So there's things you can do. And that would be a wonderful teaching, those of you who teach, just to teach on how to position yourself to hear from God. But I remember when the Holy Spirit in the Philippines began to speak to me about starting our missionary agency. And we now have upwards of 500 missionaries all over the world that we do all their office work for, send out the receipts, make the deposits, upload reports to their account. They can all log in with a password 24/7. I mean, we've got a wonderful program now, but it goes all the way back many, many years ago when the Holy Spirit in the Philippines started speaking to me. In fact, He sent a missionary couple to me. And boy, I almost missed it. In fact, I told the missionary couple, they asked me if I would help them, and I said no. Right on the spot, I said no. And I was tired from the crusades, from the leadership conferences, and I wasn't really in a position to hear God that well. And I laid down that night, and the Holy Spirit, thank God for the Holy Spirit, He began to just bubble up, if I could just use that, bubble up into my thinking, and He communicated to me. And I heard this, not an outward voice, but in my heart, I heard this voice saying, Jason, you're about to miss it. I want you to help this couple. I want you to, this couple to be the first couple that you help with a missionary agency. And there's a lot to the story, but point is, I almost missed it. Thank God for His grace and His mercy. Well, they became our first missionary couple. In fact, about a year later, they left the Philippines and came to the States to help me kick off full-blown, the missionary agency. I look back and I'm so thankful that I had ears to hear. It was His mercy. It was His grace. But I'm also thankful He inspired me and showed me step by step how to walk it out, how to do it. Now you take this in your life and run with it. You begin to say, Lord, help me to be more sensitive. Help me to be more discerning. And He will. He will help you. And you'll become sensitive to this process of the Holy Spirit in you. He's alive. He knows all. Bubbling up, showing you things to come. And then you have the grace to obey and walk it out. Well, I trust that this has been a blessing to you. That's why we do these short videos, just to put the principles out there quickly. And I believe it's going to propel you forward in your walk with Christ. All right, this is Jason Peebles reminding you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.